Thank you, Chair. My name is Martin Hadi Winata. I'm speaking on behalf of VIAN Indonesia, VIAN International, and the Asia Task Force on the Binding Treaty, a member of the Global Campaign. Access to remedy is critical in global effort to promote and protect human rights. The UN Human Rights Council, under which these negotiations are being held, has laid down clearly the necessity and urgency for the international community to devise ways and means to remove the current obstacle and meet challenge for to the full realization of all human rights, and to prevent the continuation of human rights violation resulting therefrom throughout the world. One such obstacle is the increasing criminalization of human rights struggle and the continuing attacks against human rights defenders. Criminalization has taken various forms, from red tagging or terrorist tagging to the use and abuse of legal system, for example, through strategic lawsuit against public participation or slap suits, or strategic lawsuit against public participation. They have been defined in the latest report by the Special Rapporteur on the Independence of Judges as lawsuits or threats of legal action which use abusive litigation tactics with the aim or the effect of suppressing public participation and critical reporting on public interest matter. SLAPs are a global problem. A recent report from the Northwestern Journal of Human Rights citing data from the Business Human Rights Center show that the highest number of SLAP cases brought by business community against human rights defenders were Latin America, 39%, followed by Asia and the Pacific, 25%, Europe and Central Asia, 18%, North America, 9%, and Africa, 8.5%. This LBI negotiation must take serious notice and recognize the alarming context of the use and the abuse by transnational corporations of the law to criminalize and push back against the assertion of human rights. The negotiation in particular on Article 7, access to remedy, should bear this grave challenge in mind and should move towards strengthening and not diluting the obligation of state and transnational corporation. Criminalization and use slap suit completely go against the urgent needs for communities to be able to access the justice. There's need to be an obligation for states to prevent and stop slap suit, including but not limited to enactment of anti-slap laws and policy to prevent the use and abuse of laws as reprisal against legitimate assertion of human rights. Thank you, Mr. Chair.